Hi, everybody. Bob Claster here, and I'm the host for Funny Stuff. Yes, the regularly scheduled basketball game will not be heard tonight, and in its place, it's Funny Stuff back again. If you haven't listened to this program before, if you're new to this program, it's a half an hour of comedy that we do generally every Friday night. Pretty soon we'll be back to normal, and it will be every Friday night here on KCRW. And tonight's actually a fairly unusual show. It was what was scheduled, though, so I'm going ahead with it. Generally, we listen to spoken comedy. We listen to comedians and comedy records. And I had planned tonight a show of comedy songs. A while back, I did an interview with Tom Lehrer, and in the interview, he said something to the effect of, you know, why should I keep doing this? Other people should be doing it. And the unspoken question is, well, who else will do that? Who else will write very clever, very funny songs that are fairly topical and just generally both musical and amusing at the same time? And in thinking about that question, I think the only person that is at present able to assume the mantle left to us by Tom Lehrer is a man named Steve Goodman. Steve Goodman is a songwriter from Chicago and guitar player, and he has mainly achieved success through other people's recordings of his songs that aren't funny. He's not primarily a funny songwriter, although every one of his albums has two or three songs that are very, very funny, and I've assembled those for you to listen to tonight. His hit songs were City of New Orleans, as done by Arlo Guthrie, and You Never Even Call Me By My Name, which is, I think, a very funny song, and that was recorded by David Allan Coe and was a very big country hit. But tonight we'll be listening to some of his other songs, notably from two albums which he's released on his own label, the Red Pajamas label. The albums are entitled Artistic Hair and Affordable Art. At the end of the show, I'll give an address that you can write for these records because they're not commercially distributed. He's a very interesting man. Some of you may have seen a report that, actually, very few of you may have seen a report that was done on First Camera, an NBC News show, which very few people seem to watch. I like it, but he has had leukemia for I think 15 years or so, and has done fairly well under some very bizarre treatment. Obviously not a doctor, don't know that much about it, but he's been very lucky to still be alive and still be entertaining. Yeah, I know he's appearing at the Bottom Line in New York this week. So let's enough of me. Let's get to Steve Goodman. Oh yeah, just to continue the comparison with Tom Lehrer, tonight we'll be hearing, for instance, a blues song based on the plot of Moby Dick, which is, I suppose, directly comparable to Tom Lehrer's song about Oedipus Rex. And we'll also hear a song about nuclear war entitled Watching Joey Glow, which is, I think, very, very funny. Anyhow, back to the music and to the comedy. Here is Steve Goodman with a tune dedicated to all of the Elvis Presley imitators.
Here's a song I made up with a guy named Mike Smith who lives in Chicago. We wrote this song for Elvis imitators. We figured they ought to have a song. Maybe they should have a union. Right? That's a tough gig, being an Elvis imitator. And Jimmy Buffett actually recorded this thing under... He wouldn't use his own name, though. He used Freddie and the Fish Sticks, he called it. Right? That's what he called his band. So here's the song for the Elvis imitators, wherever they are tonight. Well, I... walk up to the mic and then I shake my hip. Take a deep breath and put a sneer on my lip. See me on the street, you wouldn't know my name. But imitating Elvis is my claim to fame. So when they put my imitation name in lights, well, I'll be imitation good at rockin' the night. Cause I'm an Elvis imitator and I just can't stop imitating Elvis from the bottom to top. Imitate the way he walked, the way he smiled. Throw away my scarf and make the crowd go wild. Well, imitation Elvis may not be the king, but baby, it's the next best thing. Sang him Viva Las Vegas in the G.I. Blues. Won't you love me tender in my blue suede shoes? Let me be your teddy bear, cause you're too much. Baby, please surrender, cause I need your touch. Well, if you're feeling lonely, need a place to dwell, come on down to Imitation Heartbreak Hotel. Cause I'm an Elvis imitator, I just can't stop imitating Elvis. I can imitate the way he walked, the way he smiled. Throw away my scarf and make the crowd go wild. Well, imitation Elvis may not be the king, but baby, it's the next best thing. We all rock, rock imitation. We all rock, rock imitation. Thank you.
In my golden maid cape and my sequin suit, pompadour haircut and my high-heeled boot. Imitating Elvis is the only way that I can make it through my imitation day. Though this rockin' music can't be denied, I was imitating him before he died. I'm an Elvis imitator that just can't stop. I'm imitating Elvis from the bottom to top. I'm imitating the way he walked, the way he smiled. My scarf and make the crowd go wild. Well, imitation Elvis may not be the king, baby, it's the next best thing. I'm a baby, hi, hi, my next best thing.
Shop told me just where to stop if I wanted to play for it all. But I never thought I'd find her on daytime TV, and my whole world lies waiting behind door number three. I planned my apparel, I wore a big barrel, and they rolled me to the very first row. And I held up a sign and it says, "Kiss me, I'm a baker, and Monty, I sure need the dough." And then I grabbed him by the throat until he called on me, 'cause my whole world lies waiting behind door three. Now I don't want what Jay's got on the table, or the box Carol Merrill points to on the floor. I'll hold out as long as I am able, and someday I'll go unlock that lucky door. She's no big deal to most folks, but she's everything to me, and my whole world lies waiting behind door number three. And ain't it hard to realize selling any alibis when he stares into the vacuum of your eyes and says, "Do you wanna make a deal?" They found us in the lost and found. Love is blind. Now I see that my whole world lies waiting behind door number three. Yes, my whole world lies waiting behind door number three.
When I first met you, baby, you fed me on chicken and wine. It was steak and potatoes, and babe, I sure felt fine. But now all you give me is the seaweed and the alfalfa sprouts and sunflower seeds, and I got my dimes. And babe, you left me here with the chicken cordon bleu. My stomach is empty and all I got is food for thought. I've been sitting there thinking about the 20 pounds of groceries we bought. We bought 10 pounds of brown rice, 5 more of beans, 5 pounds of granola, and you know what that means. I'm a regular fella, and I got the chicken cordon bleu. And I don't think I can stand no more. Now this stuff is so strange, the cockroaches move next door. Don't you see that old dog standing out in the street with a big smile on his face because they let him eat meat? And I got you, and I got the chicken. I got you, and I got the chicken. Where are the cords? And I got the chicken cordon bleu.
It's actually the sad story of a man who falls asleep with his television on and has visions. Okay. Asleep last night with the TV on. Oh, what a dream I had. Dreamed I went and answered every single one of those late night mail order ads. And 4 to 6 weeks later, much to my surprise, the mailman came to my front door and I couldn't believe my eyes when he brought the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too. Illuminated, illustrated history of life, Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife, a bamboo steamer, and a garden weasel too, and a tie-dye day glow souvenir shirt from Six Flags over Burbank. Well, the doorbell rang all morning and all through the afternoon. I shook with fright as it rang all night by the light of the MasterCard moon. There was parcel post in the pantry, UPS in the hall, the COD to the ceiling, and it just couldn't pay for it all. I got the egg scrambler with a seal-a-meal carrying case, a set of presidential commemorative plates so I could eat my eggs off the president's face, a minute mender and a needle that'll knit or crochet, and an autographed photograph of Rin Tin Tin at Six Flags over Burbank. I remembered I was dreaming, so I gave a mighty cheer. When I awoke, it was no joke, 'cause all that shit was here. So if you fall asleep with the TV on, let me tell you what to do. Rip the telephone out of the wall, unless you want it to happen to you. You get the Vegematic and the Pocket Fisherman too. Illuminated, illustrated history of life, Boxcar Willie with a Ginsu knife, bamboo steamer, and a smokeless ashtray too, in an all expenses paid weekend for three at Six Flags over Burbank.
I'm just sorry he left out Mr. Microphone. Continuing on with Steve Goodman. Oh, by the way, that song goes out to KCRW's Johnny Fodor, who will buy anything he sees advertised on television if it's under, I think, $20. Moving on with Steve Goodman, here is his musical blues version of Moby Dick, entitled Moby Book.
Call me Ishmael. Ishmael is my name. Call me Ishmael. Ishmael is my name. And I served under Captain Ahab, and I sailed inbound in Maine. Ahab walked out on that deck, and he said unto his men, till we spot that great white whale, we will not sail home again. And he took out a gold coin, and he nailed it to the tree. Says this coin belongs to the man who spots the whale that took my leg from me. 40 days and 40 nights we took many a whale, my boys, but not one white whale inside. Hear that lookout holler, oh, there she blows. Lower the bow and over the side we go. Through another, Starbuck through a third, and the boat capsized in the water. Now that great white whale is the biggest I ever did see. I pray, oh Lord, won't you save for me? Oh, the sea gets boiling and makes a mournful sound. The Pequod was lost and many a man did drown. Black blood comes from that white whale. What that I see, Ahab rides that whale's tail. And when I woke up on a British man of war, I made a vow to the moon and stars I would go to sea no more. Call me Ishmael. Ishmael is my name. I served under Captain Ahab out on the bound in May. My baby came to me this morning, and she said, I'm kind of confused. She said, if me and B.B. King was both drowning, which one would you choose? I said, whoa, baby. I said, whoa, baby. I said, whoa, baby. Babe, I ain't never heard you play no stuff, a laundry bag and a shoe shine cloth, 32 hangers fingers and a touch-tone phone with a light that goes on when I ain't home. I ain't home, I ain't home. You better leave a message, 'cause I ain't home. They got an air conditioner for when I'm hot, a radiator for when I'm not, two big chairs sitting side by side with a holy Bible and a TV guide. TV guide, TV guide, great God almighty, it's a TV guide. Second story view from curve to curve, a sign that says please don't disturb, a monogram towel and a bucket of ice, a chest of drawers and a mirror that lies, a mirror that lies, a mirror that lies, that can't be me and it's a mirror that lies. Menu for food and drink, a porcelain throne and aluminum sink, two big pillows to rest my head, magic fingers on a king-size bed, put in the cord and turn out the light, magic fingers make you feel alright, I feel alright. Hotel here's all right with me, and they pay the postage if you lose the key. This hotel room got a lot of stuff, but I believe I've had enough. I call my baby, said don't you fight, I'm packing my bags and I'm checking out. Just as soon as you hang up that telephone, stick a candle in the window, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Coming home, stick a candle in the window, I'm coming home.
And for his, I'd love for everyone to know how Joey is. Well, we've been down here for 6 months now, and we're proud to be alive. We owe it to America to sit here and survive. So we listen for the static on the shortwave radio, and count the shockwaves watching Joey glow.
And that's Steve Goodman. We heard from a number of records. Most notably, the two live ones were on his own Red Pajamas label. And they can be gotten, first of all, they can be gotten at Rhino, but they can also be gotten from Red Pajamas Records, Post Office Box 233, Seal Beach, California, 90740. One of my favorite pieces of his is entitled A Dying Cub Fan's Last Request, and I'm going to feature that on a 90-minute special on the subject of baseball that I'll be doing on one Friday afternoon in April. Speaking of Friday afternoons, the following two Friday afternoons from 2 to 3, we'll have a Funny Stuff sampler. So don't forget to tell your friends. And let's see. Oh, also, I'll be on again next week with a Shelley Berman show, but I won't be on the week after. So I don't know what to tell you. You know, I don't like it either. I've missed you. I hope you've missed me. Write to me, Bob Claster. Oh, let's hear some music, shall we? Where's the theme music? There we go. Write to me. It's Bob Claster, C-L-A-S-T-E-R. Funny Stuff, KCRW, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California. Let's see, what else is there? Watch Buffalo Bill. It's the best comedy in years. It's wonderful. There's also a very funny parody of Playboy that you may find. There are two parodies of Playboy that came out in the last couple months, and one is dreadful and one is very good. Get the one entitled Playboy. It's very, very funny. Brilliant writing. Very, very funny writing, and that helps. let's see, what else can I tell you? Watch Buffalo Bill, watch Monty Python, watch Cheers, and keep that sense of humor well exercised. You know, I always say this, and I haven't been around to give you these 30-minute workouts every Friday night, but as I say, come the beginning of March, everything will go back to normal. And I think that's about it. So until next Friday night, when we listen to some records of Shelley Berman, and next Friday afternoon, when we listen to all sorts of stuff, it's going to be a hopefully enjoyable mishmash. This is your host, Bob Claster, reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Good night, everybody.